Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Les Burke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bishop moves to third. Lamar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is hit by the pitch. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Poole moves to second. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is hit by the pitch. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball towards center. Simmons catches it and throws to third to double up Cobb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a line drive beyond second. Bishop can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to third. Stoner moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Woodall scores. Stoner moves to third. Haney moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Al Wingo pinch hits for Bob Fothergill. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Stoner scores. Haney moves to third. Tavener moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cobb strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Haney scores. Tavener moves to third. Wingo moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavener tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Wingo now playing left field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney juggles the ball. That's an error on Haney. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Simmons trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Burke applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Hale reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Cochran moves to second. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Poole hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Miller moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Burke moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodall is walked intentionally. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Blue scores. Burke scores. Woodall moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Stoner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel spins and fires to second, with Galloway covering, and Stoner is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Poole hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Blue reaches second base with a double. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke bunts towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Johnny Bassler now catching. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Welch pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.